me and the alderman to office first.
I swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin. I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of mayor to the best of your abilities. So help me God.
I will.
We say I will? That's what we say, I will?
No, that's what I said.
I do? Show me God?
Do you swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of alderwoman to the third district to the best of your abilities? So help me God.
You need fresh batteries, Aaron. It would be Steve.
Do you swear you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of alderman of the 4th District to the best of your ability? So.
I do.
Good job.
So you heard it three times. You should have it memorized. Support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Wisconsin and will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of alderman of the 6th District to the best of your ability. So help me God.
Call the Tuesday, April 18th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alderwoman Mayer. And Doug, you're on deck. You're on deck. Proclamation of gratitude to Sam County Mayor for her dedicated service to the community and the people of the city of Franklin. Whereas Suzanne M. Mayer has been raising her family as a resident of Franklin for many years, and whereas Suzanne Mayer has taken an active interest in making the community in which she lives a better place to live, work, and play, and whereas in 2014, when her alderman was elected to higher office, Suzanne M. Mayer recognized the need for 6th District to be represented by fair and honest leadership, and whereas Suzanne M. Mayer put her neighbor's needs ahead of her own to run for public office and was consequently elected Franklin County Council to 6th District Alderman on April 1st, 2014, with her term expiring at midnight last night. And whereas Alderwoman Suzanne M. Mayer served her constituents on the Complete Streets and Connectivity Committee, Parks Committee and Planning Commission, as well as Finance and Licensing Committee. And whereas among the contributions of Suzanne M. Mayer's term as alderwoman to the citizens of Franklin was introducing Kayla's Crew all-inclusive, all-accessible playgrounds of Franklin County Council. Now, there be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of all citizens of the City of Franklin, hereby express our gratitude and for the public service received upon the work of Suzanne M. Mayer. Look forward to the continuation of her working with service to the community and the people of the city of Franklin. Whereas Doug Schmidt is a fourth generation lifelong resident of the city of Franklin, And whereas Doug Schmidt was a member of the first graduating class of Franklin High School and has remained active with the school as an alum. And whereas Doug Schmidt has also been involved in the community as a member of the Franklin Historical Society, where he has served as secretary, vice president, and president. And whereas Doug Schmidt has served as an ambassador of the city as an author documenting the history of Franklin. And whereas in 2010, Doug Schmidt recognized the need for the 5th District for new representation, and whereas Doug Schmidt put the needs of his neighbors ahead of his own to run for public office and was elected to Franklin County Council as the 5th District Alderman on April 5th, 2010, and again on April 2nd, 2013, with his term expiring midnight the night of April 18, 2016. Whereas Doug Schmidt has served on the Environmental, Personnel, Library Board, Board of Public Works, as well as the Quarry Monitoring Committee, now therefore be proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of the citizens of the City of Franklin, hereby express our gratitude for the years of public service received upon the work of Doug Schmidt, and look forward to the continuation of the work with and for the City of Franklin. Thank you, Doug.
I have two others who are not here, but I'll read into the record. A proclamation of gratitude to Janet M. Evans for her dedicated service to the community of people of the City of Franklin. Whereas Janet M. Evans has served her community as the 4th District Alderman from April 2014 to September of 2015. And whereas Janet Evans has served and supported her community as a representative to the Finance Committee, License Committee, and Civic Celebrations during her tenure. And whereas Janet Evans continues to be involved in the community, being elected to the Franklin School Board in 2009 and currently serving her third term as a member of the Franklin School Board and its president. And whereas Janet Evans supported the project of Kayla's Crew All-Inclusive, All-Accessible Playground and participated daily at the site during construction, and continues to support the playground and Franklin citizens, Franklin children. Now, therefore, I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor of the City of Franklin, Wisconsin, on behalf of all the citizens of Franklin, hereby express our gratitude for the public service received upon the work of Janet Evans and call upon all Franklin residents to join this recognition. That goes to former Alderwoman Janet Evans. Is Cindy here? Cindy and both chiefs, please. Or Cindy. Cindy.
This is Communications Supervisor Cindy Manson. She's in charge of the dispatch operation at Franklin Police Department. Her staff dispatches all police and fire in the city. And they do a wonderful job. This happens to be telecommunications. Emergency Public Safety Telecommunications Week. Whereas emergencies can occur at any time and require police, fire, emergency medical services. And whereas when an emergency occurs, the prompt response of police officers, firefighters, and paramedics is critical to the protection of life and preservation of property. And whereas the safety of our police officers, firefighters, and paramedics is dependent upon the quality and accuracy of information obtained from citizens. And whereas public safety dispatchers are the first and most critical contact our citizens have with emergency services, and they are the single vital link for our police officers, firefighters, and paramedics by monitoring their activities by radio, providing them with information, and ensuring their safety. And whereas public safety dispatchers of the City of Franklin have contributed substantially to the apprehension of criminals, suppression of fires, and treatment of patients. And whereas each dispatcher has exhibited compassionate understanding and professionalism in the performance of their job in the past year, now therefore be it proclaimed that I, Stephen R. Olson, Mayor of the City of Franklin, hereby proclaim the week of April 9th through the 15th as Public Safety Telecommunicators Week in the City of Franklin. Cindy's going to take a seat, and she's going to be very humble. But last year, well, just recently, the police chief recognized Cindy and her team, and specifically one dispatcher, for their exemplary work. As I recall, it was in apprehending Among other things. So City, on all cylinders. They're great people. I hope you never have to call them, but when you do, know that you're going to get the best in the business.
Mayor, can I just make one additional comment? I want to commend Cindy for her efforts in the dispatch, and not many people realize that dispatch is a separate entity. It's under the police department, but they dispatch for the police department and the fire department. So you can imagine if a major event's going on, you've got fire department personnel calling dispatch, you've got police officers calling dispatch, and dispatch is the vital link there, the unsung heroes that keep the whole thing running as smoothly as it possibly can. So thank you, Cindy, for you and your crew.
Okay, we'll move forward. Item B, citizens' comment period. Before I open the citizens' comment period, I know there's a group of people here that are interested in talking about sewer and water on 76th. And Ryan, I just want to make it clear what you received in the mail was a survey of preference. It's not a vote. Nobody's going to take action on this item in the foreseeable future. It was just to see who would like water or sewer and who wouldn't, and that was all that was all about. The estimates were in the package because some years ago we used to send those out without estimates in them, and some of us, myself included, said, now wait a minute, how can a constituent make a reasonably informed decision without having a number? So that's why numbers are now included. But those numbers, admittedly, are a bit deceiving because they're not fully engineered. So the numbers could go up or go down. We don't know. So, okay, with that, 3 minutes apiece. I'll open the citizens' comment period. Please rise, come forward, stand at the microphone, speak loudly, give us your name and address, and speak your piece. Anyone wishing to speak?
With all due respect, Mayor, as long as four individuals up there can decide, citizens.
Can we have your name and address, please?
It's Jim Schabowski, 9371 South 76th Street. As long as it can take four members of you to decide, to force us, the residents, to take sewer or water, none of us are going to sleep well. I've never needed to get involved in city government until the day I opened up that mail, and I saw that the city wants to charge me $50,000 to connect to city sewer. At that moment, I knew it was time for me to roll my sleeves and get to work. Well, a few people here tonight are excited to see the proposal from Newman Developments. There are many residents very upset at how the city wants them to pay an average of $65,000 per household to subsidize this development for a total of $1.5 million. A very strong majority of these 24 residents or households do not need to be connected to city water and sewer and do not want to pay to be part of it. Additionally, many residents cannot simply afford it, and I am one of those having many sleepless nights over it. At the Common Council meeting back on March 7th, the proposal to take survey was granted because, quote, the developer claims that taking on the burden of extending water and sewer to his development does not work for his financial model. Let me tell everyone here tonight that the city's proposal to charge me $50,000 does not match with my financial model, nor does it work with the other families here tonight. But the city is proposing, or possibly proposing, is shameful, and if successful, would be a horrid abuse of power. I would advise the mayor and the common council members to consider the families being unnecessarily assessed for tens of thousands of dollars as these discussions continue. I understand we don't have the resources to get your attention like your friends who own vacant land or those who will profit off the sale of it, but we are vocal and we will expose to the rest of the city this injustice being proposed. As for Newman Developments, the company that calls itself a family company, what do they mean by that? Do they call themselves a family company because they think working families should subsidize their developments? If they need city, sewer, or water to build their development, they can pay for it on their own. The mayor, aldermen, and city officials think we are going to roll over like they are to Newman, possibly. It will be in for a shock because the fight has just started.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Mrs. Mayor.
Suzanne Mayor, 973 West Ryan Road. So I just asked that one of you bring that agenda item to the front. It's that item number 10, I think.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, remember, Ms. Mills, 3 minutes.
Oopsie. Okay. I noticed that your
address, please, for the record.
Oh, Judith Mills, 8018 West Winston Way, Franklin. I wasn't planning on mentioning this, but that I noticed that your that Kevin Haley, who's a member of the Planning Commission, is. I think you're going to reappoint him today, and that in this is in regard to something else I want to talk about, but that there's a conflict of interest. He is employed by a company that Zimmerman is doing business with on the ski or on the landfill.
Absolutely incorrect.
Pardon?
Incorrect.
Why?
He's not employed by a company. He's employed by Milwaukee County.
He works for Milwaukee County?
Yes.
Okay.
Please go ahead with your statement.
I'm here to speak on the on Mike Zimmerman's development of the landfill, and where the fact that the landfill was formerly a sand and gravel open pit mine that was turned into the largest Superfund qualifying landfill in the state of Wisconsin. It's 114 acres, and it was closed in 1980. It's venting methane gas since it started. It was closed up in 1980. Tests show that it's that when they've tested it in 1988, that it scored 35.8. 28 scores it for a Superfund site. When they tested it in 2016. It had a PID level of 35. A level of 10 requires protective gear. The site is shown that it has pesticides, heavy metals, mercury, lead. I could go on and on. You can smell gas coming up from it. Engineering studies have shown the weight of more buildings and people and equipment on the site that is so unstable. Could create a magnitude of ground settlement problems. It's just the county owns, and this is my big question, the county owns that landfill and is responsible for collecting and monitoring all the gas and maintaining that property. And, you know, they spend millions of dollars on that. And Zimmerman pays rent to the county. He pays taxes to the county. You guys made that a TIF district so that we paid for the development of water, sewer, et cetera, to that.
Ms. Mills, your time is
up. He's going to turn that into a rock concert venue. People have already, as it exists right now, people have already had their homes evaluated by realtors. One home has gone down $30,000 in value due to the rock. There is,
pardon? You're putting out what you think are facts that
these
may
are
not necessarily
facts. No, these are facts. In fact, these facts have been read into the Milwaukee County when I went to a meeting at the Milwaukee County Courthouse last Tuesday, and these were read into their minutes, and they had documentation for this that property values have gone down. One house, they had documentation from a realtor, has gone down $30,000.
They could you please come to your point?
It's my understanding that the that Zimmerman is planning on putting a Ferris wheel. That's what the county is aware of. They're planning on putting a Ferris wheel on there. Police have been called. This is documented more than 200 times to that site because of problems there. So that there, what I don't get is that, and also the county at that meeting, the county is washing their hands of Zimmerman and the site. They want nothing. They're planning on establishing a legal deal with him where Zimmerman becomes responsible for that Superfund quality landfill and takes over total responsibility for managing that landfill. Milwaukee County is saying that they want no liability for the landfill. All the liability will fall on Zimmerman. If Zimmerman goes bankrupt or whatnot, or anything falters, the city of Franklin is going to be stuck, the taxpayers of Franklin are going to be stuck with that big mess.
Your time has long since expired.
Don't you care about this? I mean, you...
Absolutely, Ms. Mills, but I'm interested in facts.
Right.
And I'm well aware of all of that.
And so how does this benefit the people of Franklin? When you put this forward, where do the...
Ms. Mills, I didn't put anything forward. We've received
the
legal and
Franklin.
Lawful...
You're the mayor of Franklin. You had to pass all this. How does
Ms.
this
Mills,
benefit? When you came up with this, how does this benefit the city of Franklin, the taxpayers of Franklin? Where do we benefit from this? Where's the profit for us? We get noise,
Ms.
we
Mills,
get pollution, we
your
get...
Your time is up. I'm sorry to cut you off, but your time is up. I told you when you came up here, 3 minutes. You're now at six.
Do you have an answer for this? For these
I do
questions?
Have an answer for that. But you won't permit me to say it.
Pardon?
You won't permit me to say it.
I'm waiting.
Thank you. Your time is up, by the way.
So...
Your time is up. But the answer to that is the Common Council, with my support, has deemed that there's substantial community interest and benefit by such a project. We're working through all of the details now to finish it up. So
if there's such...
Oh, ma'am, sorry.
Where is it?
I'm sorry.
If it's so beneficial...
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Where is it? If home values are going down...
I'm sorry, ma'am, your time is up.
Why can't you tell all these people here how we're benefiting from that big...
We'll be benefiting at least $110 million in increased tax revenue. You've been through these meetings many times, Ms. Mills. I'm not sure what I don't understand why you're here. Please have a seat. Please have a seat. We're working all of that out. Please have a seat. Thank you for your comments.
I'd like to see a report to the taxpayers on where...
There are several. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else?
I think there is a profit.
Sir? Your name and address, please, for the record.
Mark Levin, 21307 West Forest Home Avenue. Applying for a special use permit and here for any questions.
Thanks, Mark. Sir, you were getting up, please.
People can't. You have to talk about
it. Ron Papp, I'm on 9621 South 76th Street. Jim's views mostly on the sewer, and it's a total of $82,000 for me. And that's an awful lot of hardship to come up with.
Right.
I didn't know water to the house. And I don't think we really need the development back here. And if they're going to do it, the developer should pay for it. That's how Muskego apparently has them, about 8 years. So there's other areas north of Ryan that could be developed before that. I don't think there's that big of a need for 75 homes or if he's built back there. So that's, I'm just saying, it's going to, 24 people is going to really, a lot of hardship for just these 24 people just so they can build some homes.
We understand. Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Please.
My name is Linda Birch, and I
9571 South 76th Street, Franklin. My husband and I were shocked to receive the city letter asking for our vote for or against the extension of water and sewer services to our area. The cost of this project would be financially devastating to our family. How could a retired couple possibly pay these astronomical costs on a home that we paid off 20 years ago and have lived in our, my entire life, not even including the fact it has been in my family's possession for 110 years? The cost of the services are estimated to be about the same as our 3 acres of land are assessed at, $83,000. Do we have no recourse except to sell our home for some commercial project? We love living here and don't want to leave. It seems to us that a lot of the people living in the southwest corner of Franklin are from the founding fathers of our city. My family alone is represented 3 times on your list of the founding fathers in the city hall. And now we are being asked again to bear the financial brunt for the rest of the city to develop. We are not against development, but it just seems if it's the if the developer wants it, it should be his responsibility. Our vote is definitely no to both services, and please consider our letter when you make your final decision, as it will have a huge impact on our home neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you.
And do you have any response to her? I mean,
Ms. Mills?
I mean,
this is public. No. Anyone else wishing to speak?
My name is Roger DeMarc at 9875 South 76th Street. In fact, I'm the person who had owned that property a while back, and I was actually going to develop it with a partner of mine, and we knew the cost originally, you know, for the infrastructure and everything like that, and we were going to bear most of it at that time. But then